Lesson 10, Murder in Chicago. First part of Part 1. Thomas B. Miller was found dead on the floor of his study in the Miller family mansion in Chicago. He had been shot 5 times. There were 5 people on the estate, and they all heard the shots at about 4 o'clock p.m. The police have taken statements and made the following notes about each of the 5 people. Victoria Scott Miller, 60, married to Thomas Miller for 30 years, has been in a wheelchair since a car accident 10 years ago, had a loud argument with Allison Barrett this morning, told Miller to fire Allison. After long argument, Miller refused. Victoria Miller's statement. I was reading in my bedroom on the first floor. I heard the shots. There were 4 or 5. I wheeled myself into the hall. The study door was open. Allison was standing in the doorway screaming. Walters was standing at the French doors. The gun was on the floor next to my husband's body. Blake Miller, 33, Miller's only child. Reputation as a gambler and a playboy. Thrown out of 3 colleges. Has large gambling debts. Arrested last year for drug possession. Given suspended sentence. His father had refused to let him have any more money. Heir to the Miller fortune. Will inherit $50 million. Blake's statement. I was in the den. I was listening to a new CD. Suddenly, there were 5 shots. I thought it was Uncle Nick at target practice. Then I heard a scream. It sounded like Allison, so I opened the connecting door to the study and saw Big Daddy lying there, Walters at the French doors, and Mama and Allison together in the doorway to the hall. I couldn't believe my eyes.